All right, well, let's turn now to a congressional primary race here in Massachusetts that's receiving national attention because it's one of several races nationwide considered to be a referendum not just on two candidates, but on the future of the Democratic Party. Incumbent Congressman Michael Capuano faces a primary challenge from Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley in Massachusetts' 7th District. Now, voting day is just about a month away, so where do voters in the district stand on the candidates and on the issues? Well, to answer that, let's turn now to Steve Cazella. He's president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, and they just released findings from a new poll of the 7th District. It's a WBUR Mass Inc. poll, and Steve, it's good to have you back.
Glad to be here.
All right, so what's the big headline here? The head-to-head, what numbers do we have?
Yeah, the big headline is one of stability. We pulled this one back in February and did the same race back in February and did it again this time. The race is basically unchanged. We had a 12-point margin last time. We have a 13-point margin this time.
Okay, so double digits for Michael Capuano.
Double digits.
12 or 13 points. Okay, is that good news or bad news for Ayanna Pressley?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, we are down to a month, which in one sense is, we are coming down to the wire. But in another sense, it's a long time and still a lot of things could happen. And what makes me say that also is just when you look underneath the numbers at the crosstabs.
All right.
And what you see there is that support is very different across demographic groups. When you're looking at young people are much more likely to support Ayanna Pressley compared to older people who are much more likely to support Michael Capuano. So it really depends who actually shows up on primary day, which tends to be older people, which would favor Capuano. But if there's one of these turnout surges that we've seen elsewhere in the country, it could at least change the numbers, even if whether or not it's enough for her to win.
I mean, it's interesting, right? So specifically from those crosstabs, you have Ayanna Pressley leading the 18 to 49 demographic, 41 to 33%. So quite a large gap there. And then amongst non-white voters, 49 to 31%. So quite a difference there.
That's right. And the reason that that matters here and the reason that those numbers, I think, are actually better for Capuano is that it tends to be older people who turn out in primaries.
Yeah.
You actually see the same split when you look at race, when you look at white voters versus non-white voters. You know, a lot's made of the fact that this is, population-wise, the only majority-minority district in Massachusetts. But when you get down to registered voters, when you get down to people who turn out ever, and then when you really get down to primary voters, it gets older and older and whiter and whiter. And that's the dynamic that if it stays the same, that's would tend to favor Capuano.
Right, because he's leading in the 50-plus, age 50-plus category, 57% to 31%. So a giant gap there. Okay, well, you took a look at specific issues that that matter to or might matter to voters in the 7th. Major policy differences that we might see between the two candidates. I mean, first of all, Ayanna Pressley has been calling for abolishing ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement organization. What did you find in terms of voter support for that?
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting because Democratic primary voters don't like ICE. Like when you just ask, do you have a favorable or unfavorable view of ICE? Very negative, but it doesn't translate into calls for actually abolishing it. So what we did is we asked, abolish ICE, reform it, but don't abolish it, or just keep it the same. And we actually found the majority said that it should be reformed. So 64% said it should be reformed, but not abolished. Only about 1 in 5 would actually support the abolition of ICE.
Huh, interesting. Okay. So what about this big underlying question, the one that I started us off with, about the future of the Democratic Party and how it's playing out in this race? I mean, you asked a question of voters about party leadership, Democratic Party leadership. What did they say?
Yeah, so we asked the big question that will face Democrats when the new session starts, who should actually be the speaker? You know, should they actually retake the majority, which obviously is not a guarantee, but if they were to, should it be Nancy Pelosi or someone else? And we actually found only about a third said Nancy Pelosi, which echoes another poll we saw up in the 3rd Congressional District, which asked the same question. The very interesting thing, though, again, is the age break, because young people are way more likely to say that they want somebody new versus Nancy Pelosi. And then as you move up the age categories, the number who say keep it the same grows. We also see that dynamic on another question where we asked whether they'd prefer to see someone with experience in this seat versus someone fresh with new ideas. Again, huge age split. So there's this sort of generational tension right now in the Democratic Party. How that plays out will be very interesting to watch in November and moving past November.
All right. So that seems to be the big takeaway from this poll, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, in terms of what the Democratic Party's facing, I think, yes. And then the other question, as far as how they campaign both this year and in 2020, is do you adopt this sort of pugilistic, confrontational style, you know, go right at Donald Trump, even talk about impeachment? Democratic primary voters are very much supportive of that sort of aggressive stance. But whether or not that's something that translates into broader support with the national electorate, that's a question I think we can't learn from this poll, but one that Democrats will certainly be facing.
Well, Steve Cazella is president of the Mass Inc. Polling Group, and we've got links to this latest poll about the Massachusetts 7th at radioboston.org. Steve, thank you so very much.
Glad to be here.
All right, so let's take a little bit of a closer look at what these numbers mean for this race. And to do that, let's turn to Toby Berkowitz. He's a Boston University advertising professor, but also a longtime political media consultant, has worked on a bunch of campaigns in his time, if I understand that correctly. Professor Berkowitz, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much.
All right, so what's your initial reaction to these numbers?
My initial reaction is that if I was Capuano, I'd feel good, but not that good. You look at the numbers, and there is a nice spread, 13 points, but Capuano hasn't cracked 50%, and that's always sort of the magic number we look at. Is a candidate over 50%? That's a little bit problematic. It's a wash, as was just said, on fresh face versus experience, which has been a driver of a lot of this. So I would say it's going to be a turnout fight.
Right.
And the question is, does Capuano have a machine? Can Presley turn out voters?
So on that point, when I first saw these numbers that Steve put out, the first thing I thought was, well, yes, let's think about what happened in New York with that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez race, because, I mean, there are differences. There are structural differences between what's happening here and what happened there. But, you know, one thing that her campaign was very proud about is they got voters to the polls who had never voted before. And so, you know, were historically underrepresented. The very people that Steve was just telling us, you know, perhaps might tend towards Ayanna Pressley here. The question is, will they come to the polls?
Well, and this is what Barack Obama did to get reelected. He turned out people who generally don't come out, younger, different ethnic groups. So can Presley turn those people out? That's the whole question. Has she identified who her supporters are, and can she get them? I do not think New York is really that apropos for this particular race. In New York, your incumbent there paid no attention to the race.
Didn't even show up to a couple of debates.
Didn't show up. Basically was looking towards the general, which is a huge mistake always, whereas Capuano is very much aware this is a race.
Right. And Ocasio-Cortez was running far to the left of Joe Crowley there. And whereas Ayanna Pressley and Michael Capuano are seemingly, it's harder, a little harder to find daylight between them on a lot of issues. How significant is that?
I think this is going to be a race on personality. And when you get into the voting booth, do you want your established candidate, or do you want to take a chance and go with what many of the liberal voters in Massachusetts have said for years, which is we need to have some diversity representing us? Which of those is going to win out?
Yeah. So, but what do you make of the fact that it seems as if there is this, again, the same split about leadership in the Democratic Party and what voters in Massachusetts 7th want? Because one would think that, you know, the perhaps less than favorable numbers for their view of Nancy Pelosi might, you know, translate to enthusiasm or lack thereof for Michael Capuano. But I'm not sure we can say that either.
I'm not sure very many voters are going to go into the voting booth and go, ooh, Nancy Pelosi, do I want her to be speaker or potential speaker or not? I think that's going to be for only very specialized politicos. And for the average voter, they're going to care about other things. And I think it's going to come down to personality more than it's going to come down to issues, because obviously the issues are pretty much a wash.
So then, you know, usually perhaps politicians really value endorsements. I'm always a little skeptical about that. But could endorsements make a difference in this race?
I doubt it. I really don't think that in this type of primary, endorsements are going to matter very much. I really think it's going to come down to who do the voters feel, oh, this is what I have to do to be a good citizen. And that's going to be the decision.
Okay. So if you were advising both campaigns, what would you focus on in this last month?
Turnout, turnout, turnout. If you have identified someone who is one of your supporters, absolutely make sure they go to the polls. And then I would also try to come up with a compelling message. Why me? Why me personally? Because when it comes to the issues, it's pretty much a wash.
Well, haven't they already both been doing that? I mean, Ayanna Pressley says, for her, why me is a different voice, a new voice, the voice of a black woman representing a majority minority district. Michael Capuano says progressive Democrat incumbent with seniority.
And how has that turned out? 40%, 40%. So good luck on that.
Wow, this is going to be a turnout race if there's ever been one. I mean, what do you think? Does this race have any larger implications for the Democratic Party as a whole?
If Capuano loses, massive. If he wins, it means we have to pay attention to new voters, to the voters of the future, but we don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. If he wins, that's sort of the message. If he loses, it's like, whoa, look out. And then for 2020, that's really going to be a mess.
If he wins, again, I hesitate at reading too much into this, but say Congressman Capuano wins. And what does that mean for the voters who would have supported Ayanna Pressley? Because, again, I'm thinking back with what happened with the Clinton in the presidential primary between when Hillary Clinton came out of that. For some reason, it's the heat. It's getting to my head. But you know what I mean? That like a lot of Bernie Sanders voters felt alienated from the party.
But if you look at the favorable, unfavorable, neither one of these candidates have high unfavorables. So it's going to be easy for a voter who wanted Pressley to vote for Capuano. And I think it's the same for a Capuano voter. They might hold their nose a little, but they're still going to vote for Pressley.
Well, Toby Berkovitz is a Boston University advertising professor, longtime political media consultant. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And folks, again, I want to remind you, we have links to this new poll at radioboston.org. And don't forget, we will have a special hour-long debate between Congressman Capuano and Councillor Pressley next Tuesday, right here on Radio Boston. That will be live at 3 o'clock on Tuesday. Definitely don't want to miss it. It's part of our ongoing political coverage in conjunction with the Boston Globe and UMass Boston's McCormick Graduate School of Policy and Global Studies. So that's next Tuesday at 3 o'clock. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.